This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Exactly. We're a ways away from that.
Yeah.
We'll never see that. So you let us keep our gimmick, and you could keep your gimmick. All right? Jay is in Woodmere. What's up, Jay?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. You were saying earlier about how when Joe Shane said that the leaders are not necessarily the best players, said that your best players have to be your leaders. Didn't the report come out yesterday that Juan Soto is not the leader of the Mets clubhouse?
Different sport.
The best players won't necessarily.
Different sport.
That's, yeah.
Different sport.
Baseball is an individual sport, Jay. You know that. It's an individual team sport. It's not. And you play 162 games.
It's just different. It's very different. I get it. I get it because yesterday we were having the discourse on Juan Soto and leaders and non-leaders and the Mets locker room. I think it's just not the same. Now, I ask you this from your experience.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it's impossible to be like a star player in the NFL and not be a leader? Is it depending on the position that you play?
Well, it's hard. I'm trying to think. Give me a star player that is, I don't know, not revered by his teammates.
A.J. Brown. Does that work? Does that answer the question?
I wouldn't even call him a star.
Oh, come on.
Because he's not the star of that team.
He's not, but that's because they have a lot of good players.
Yeah, but he's a malcontent, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird because we seemingly have some of those, too. So it's a good example.
I tried.
But it's the wrong example.
Okay.
I'm talking about, is Justin Herbert the leader of the Chargers?
Yes. I would think so.
Is he the guy that everybody looks up to?
Yeah.
Answer is yes. Look at the Indianapolis Colts. Perfect example. Who's the leader of that team, you think?
Well, I would probably think it's Jonathan Taylor and Daniel Jones.
It's Jonathan Taylor.
It's not Daniel Jones?
I mean, maybe it is Daniel Jones.
Don't you almost have to be a quarterback, though?
Yeah, but Daniel's quiet, man.
Yeah.
It's not his personality. He's not the rah-rah guy. He's not the guy. Who's breaking down the Indianapolis Colts when they come out of the tunnel? Is it Daniel Jones?
Nah, it's probably Jonathan Taylor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what, and it's usually the best player that's doing that.
I got you.
Michael Strahan did that. Like, and so Shockey would do that for us. It's usually your best player who is the leader. And it's because he's the one that has the energy and he's the one that has the confidence to speak in front of everybody and know exactly what he's saying and knowing that I'm also about to go do my job. Right? I don't care what y'all are doing. I'm going to do my job. Follow me. It's hard if you're the special teams ace is going to do that, right? The glue guy is going to do that. I don't think so. Baseball, maybe. Football, no chance.
Yeah, I've seen enough in baseball where you can be a great player and just not have to lead a team. It's just a different sport.
Yeah.
It's just everything's very different. Joe's on Long Island. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
I just wanted to make a quick point. You guys brought up that Joe Shane was answering a few questions before, and he was asked that what if the head coach that wanted to be hired wanted to bring in their own GM? And the answer that Joe Shane gave led me to believe that he knows that the writing's on the wall, that they're getting enough phone calls that his job is going to be handled.
Yeah.
And they'll fill that.
You know what? Sean, can you play that clip one more time? Mm-hmm. It was the last clip we played of the Joe Shane press conference. It's a very odd clip, and it was the ending of the Joe Shane press conference. It abruptly ended, which is probably the best decision that Giants PR could have made because it was a crap show. So it was probably good to just have it end and have it walk away. But the question that was given to Joe was simply, what if you guys bring in a head coach who doesn't want you to be around as general manager?
A coaching candidate might want to have their own GM that they might not necessarily want to have a pre-existing general manager in place.
The calls we've gotten, I think we're going to be able to fill the job.
The calls that we've gotten, I think we'll be able to fill the job. I don't even know what that means. But our last caller means Joe Shane is telling you, I ain't going to be here. So what the hell does it mean? which is where I actually lean.
I hear that differently. I hear he's saying we're getting enough calls and they like me.
Yeah, but you're not getting enough calls because most of the candidates that you're going to talk to are not available yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That you should be talking to.
Well, yeah.
Are not available.
Who are you able to talk? Like, Mike McCarthy's available, right? Well, he doesn't have a job.
Well, agents call, though. So even if Chris Shula is not available to have an interview, you better believe his agent is talking.
And his agent is telling Joe Shane, oh, don't worry, Chris would love to work with you? BS. I don't buy that.
I don't either. But that's what he said. That's why it was surprising to me. That's why I questioned, like, what did I just hear?
I'm surprised that all of you think that Joe Shane's going to keep his job. I'm alone on an island. Now, what I'm very curious about, and I honestly have no insight on what this answer is going to be, is that Tommy's been a big Joe Shane defender. It's been very interesting radio. I've heard him argue with people. We had that yesterday on the program. And I got a sense that Joe Shane's press conference was so bad that even Tommy, who never goes back on an opinion, may actually have been lost here. Like, even he is abandoning the Joe Shane kind of boat. We call that, if you lose Cronkite, you lose America. If Joe Shane loses Tommy Lugauer, it's over. So, Tommy, did Joe Shane lose you?
He didn't lose me, but it was a brutal press conference. In the future, I would just not meet the media. I would have somebody, you know, read off a teleprompter for you. I would not meet the media anymore. He's just not a greatest communicator. We saw that on Hard Knocks. He just doesn't come off great on screen in front of a microphone. Not everybody does. I still support him as the GM, but not as a public speaker trying to tell the Giant fans, like, what's going on with the future of the team.
The Giant fan is out for blood, and he's not calming that bloodthirst.
And we've had a lot of blood. I mean, we're like vampires. They fired everything that's not bolted to the ground.
Right.
Last night, after the Devin Williams signing and Danny Wolf posterized Miles Bridges, and obviously the Giants embarrassed themselves, I was so curious to kind of go to Giant social media and see who they're blaming now. Because we asked everyone to predict that yesterday, and Sean was big. He's like, oh, they're going to turn on Abdul Carter, which turned out to be true because of the Abdul Carter sit down for the first two drives. Tommy, I thought, had the best opinion. He called for the firing of Mike Kafka.
Demotion, for sure. He could keep his job, but he should not coach another game the rest of this year. That was gutless last night. He waved the white flag. He didn't even try. You're auditioning to be the head coach of the freaking New York Giants, and you quit as a coach on a field last night. You don't go for it on 4th and inches. What's with the running the ball in the second half? Are they protecting Jackson Dart? Don't play him.
Do you think that maybe what the Giants should try is a college of coaches where every week someone else gets a chance to be there?
Coalition of the willing here, you know, a committee. It's like Survivor.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. I just think for now you've been voted off, perhaps on good behavior. You get back in the seat. But how could you have Mike Kafka be the coach going forward?
Has a team ever fired the interim head coach?
I doubt it.
It's a great question. I will say that I thought was the worst coach Giants game in a decade.
Dude, it was brutal. It was so brutal that, again, I mentioned this at the top of the show. You could rewind on the Odyssey app. We had this cool, fun little game that Tiki created of the percentages of Kafka keeping the job. For every win, it increases by 10%. If it's an upset win, it's 15%.
Right.
We have now moved to territory where Mike Kafka killed the game.
Yeah, it's over.
He's at 0%.
Yes.
He has no shot.
Yeah, there's no multiple that gets him this job.
So why not give somebody else a look? They're not getting the job either.
Who?
I don't know. Anybody.
like random Tommy DeVito off the street?
There's 100,000 Maras walking around that building. Let them coach the team. I don't know anybody. Does Pat Leonard want the job? Don't coach Pat. You know, stop coaching Pat. You could throw anybody in there.
Bobby Skinner? The Giants Nation podcast?
Tiki, Carl Banks. I'm not joking. Like, last night you had a guy basically say, I don't want anything to do with this job. Because if you were really trying to earn this opportunity, you would have not coached that game like Mike Kafka did last night. You don't deserve to have the gig then right now.
I actually have the answer.
Go ahead.
Somebody with this team, leadership, knows football ins and outs, and is doing nothing right now. Russell Wilson.
Player coach Russell Wilson. I actually wouldn't be that bad of an idea.
That's what warmed up to Tiki. All the names Tommy threw out, Pat Leonard, Mike Francesa, didn't work, but the Russell Wilson thing is intriguing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.